Patience of the Spider, by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli, and read by Mark Meadows. He jolted awake, sweaty and short of breath. For a few seconds he didn't know where he was. Then the soft, regular breathing of Livia, who lay asleep beside him, brought him back to a familiar, reassuring reality. He was in his bedroom in Marinella. What had yanked him from his sleep was a sharp pang, cold as a knife blade, in his wounded shoulder. He didn't need to look at the clock on the nightstand to know that it was 3:30 in the morning. Actually, 3:27 and 40 seconds. The same thing had been happening to him for the last 20 days, ever since the night Jamil Zarzis, a trafficker in small third-world children, had shot and wounded him, and he had reacted by killing the man. 20 days. But it was as though the mechanism of time had got stuck at that moment. Some gear in the part of his brain that measures the passing hours and days had gone clack. And ever since, if he was asleep, he would wake up. And if he was awake, everything around him would stop in a sort of imperceptible freeze frame. He knew very well that during that split-second duel, it had never crossed his mind to check what time it was, and yet, and this he remembered very clearly, the moment the bullet fired by Jamil Zarzis penetrated his flesh, a voice inside him, an impersonal female voice, slightly metallic, like the voices you hear over PA systems in train stations and supermarkets, had said, "It is 3:27 and 40 seconds. "Were you with the inspector?"
"Yes, doctor."
"Your name?"
"Fazio, doctor."
"How long has he been wounded?"
"Well, doctor, the exchange of fire took place around 3:30, so a little more than half an hour ago." "Oh, doctor!"
"Yes?"
"Is it serious?"
The inspector was lying down, utterly still, eyes shut, which led everyone to think he was unconscious and they could speak openly, whereas, in fact, he heard and understood everything. He felt simultaneously dazed and lucid, but had no desire to open his mouth and answer the doctor's questions himself. Apparently the injections they'd given him to kill the pain had affected his whole body.
"Don't be silly. All we have to do is extract the bullet lodged in his shoulder."
"Oh, Madonna Santa!"
"There's no need to get so upset. It's a piece of cake. Besides, I really don't think it did much damage. With a bit of physical therapy, he should recover 100% use of his arm. But why, may I ask, are you still so concerned?"
"Well, you see, doctor, a few days ago the inspector went out by himself on an investigation."
Now, as then, he keeps his eyes closed. But he can no longer hear the words, which are drowned out by the loud, pounding surf. It must be windy outside. The whole shutter is vibrating from the force of the gusts, emitting a kind of wail. It's a good thing he's still convalescing. He can stay under the covers for as long as he wants. Consoled by this thought, he decides to open his eyes just a crack. Why could he no longer hear Fazio talking? He opened his eyes just a crack. The two men had stepped a short distance away from the bed and were over by the window. Fazio was talking, and the doctor, dressed in a white smock, was listening, a grave expression on his face. Suddenly Montalbano realized he had no need to hear Fazio's words to know what he was saying to the doctor. Fazio, his friend, his trusty right-hand man, was betraying him. Like Judas. He was obviously telling the doctor about the time he'd found the inspector lying on the beach, drained of strength after the terrible chest pain he'd had in the water. Imagine the doctor's reaction upon hearing this wonderful news. Before ever removing that damned bullet, they would give him the works. Examine him inside and out, poke him full of holes, lift up his skin piece by piece to see what there was underneath.